My name's Paul Douglas Boyer, and I don't play X-Ray Dom anymore. What's up?
Mag. Money Machine. Show 56. End of March.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Douglas Boyer, and of course I play X-Ray Dogs. What's up? Coming up, I've got hot stock picks for you. I've got Bogle, Bogle, Bogle. I've got Jim Cramer telling you how to sell a stock. And the all-new Susie Orman moment on the Mad Money Machine. It's time now for Paul's Picks of the Week. I've got some incredibly hot stock and mutual fund picks for you this week. First up, New Century Financial, one of the subprime lenders. Yeah, you've been hearing a lot of subprime in the news, but check this out. Wait, here they come. Okay, as I was saying about New Century Financial, ticker symbol NEW, the stock is at about $2. If it goes back up to its 52-week high of $51.97, that will be a gain of 4,195%. And also check this out. At $2, this stock pays a dividend of $1.90 every quarter. That is a 449% dividend yield. How can you pass that up? My second hot stock. Folks, Cramer is hot in the news. You've got to strike while the iron is hot, and you've got to capitalize. You've got to invest in the man, TSCM, thestreet.com. That's Jim Cramer's own web company. What better way to get rich than to invest with the man himself? Turning now to some mutual funds. Amedex Cancer and Innovative Healthcare, ticker symbol CNCRX. Who doesn't want to invest in cancer? Now, the expense ratio on this is only 4.7% and it has a front-end load of 5.5%. China is hot. You got to get in. Here's two funds for you. PASMX, Pacific Advisor Small Cap, rated 4 stars at Morningstar. Expense ratio 3.37%. Front-end load is 5.75% to get into it with a redemption fee of 2%. And AACFX, the AIM China Fund. China. Red hot. Get some now. Expense ratio 2.05%, 12B1 fee 0.25%, management fee 0.94%, initial load 5.5%, 30-day redemption fee 2%. And the SAOAX, Security Alpha Opportunity. It has a waiver on some fees. Get in now until the end of 2008. Get in while the getting is good and the fees are low. And I hope everyone is still listening because I've got one more very important thing to say to you. April Fools! Who you calling fool, fool? Well, full disclosure, yep, I'm the fool. I actually own some New Century Financial.
The Mad Money Machine, nominated as Best Business Podcast at PodcastAwards.com.
Mad Money Machine, named by Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine as one of the must-read blogs.
And now a search for investing in iTunes brings up the Mad Money Machine as the number one most popular result. And I'm also proud to say that I won the award for the most humble person in the world. Speaking of April Fool's Day, have you gone out to indexfundsday.com yet? Yeah, go out to indexfundsday.com now and send a April 1st email to your active trading friends. The Mad Money Machine, sponsored by Index Funds Advisors at IFA.com. I encourage you to go out there and take a look at their wealth of resources. And I do want to welcome you back to the Mad Money Machine, which is now weekly, by the way. And if you missed the last few shows, definitely want to go back and check out the interview with Dan Solon. Wrote the book, The Smartest Investment Book You'll Ever Read. You want to go get the interview with Henry Blodgett, The Wall Street Self-Defense Manual. And, of course, the special report, Cramer in Crisis. Have you been following the Cramer in Crisis story? I just wonder what the fallout of that's going to be. And I'd be interested in your feedback on what you think about the Cramer in crisis. Do you think it's going to impact him at all? Do you think he's going to respond to it at all? Do you think it's going to change his behavior at all? Do you think anything's going to happen to him at all? give me a call at 206-734-4763. I'll play your comments on the show. Let's just have a little discussion now, and before I get into the big stuff, first of all, Bogle. Bogle's been in the news in a big way. He's been on the Consuelo Mack Wealth Track show, which is on PBS, but you can download that as a podcast also. They had a couple other guys on there. David Darst was one of them, who was kind of interesting. Darst actually recommended active management for things like emerging markets or small cap international stocks. And Consuelo Mack asked Bogle, what do you think? Is there ever a time that you'd recommend active management? And he said, basically, no. In movie news, hey, I watched the movie Casino Royale, the newest James Bond movie. Did you like it? I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. It's the best Bond movie I've ever seen. And now I know where the name Le Chiffre comes from in our Portfolio Smackdown. You know Le Chiffre? If you go into the Portfolio Smackdown in the Board of Directors game, you'll see at the very bottom there, the very bottom ranking is Le Chiffre. And that was the evil character, the nemesis for James Bond in Casino Royale. Highly recommend that movie. Update on the Wii. Remember I told you I got the Wii a long time ago? We talked about that and how I got that at Walmart and so forth. Plugged it in, and it's really more for my son than me, but I've been playing it some. And, well, now I've injured my shoulder playing Wii baseball, I think. Trying to throw a fastball, trying to throw a curveball, and yeah, my shoulder's sore. Haven't gotten any other games for the Wii yet. Are there any that you recommend? Also, haven't been playing very much Xbox 360 lately either. I don't know what's up. I've actually got games that I've bought that are still in the shrink wrap. It's kind of weird. Kind of a waste, isn't it? Oh, it's just a matter of finding the time, I guess. TV shows. I'm watching Heroes. I'm watching Prison Break. I'm watching 24. Watching Lost. I watch little snippets of Mad Money every once in a while. And, of course, the big one that I watch that I'm really excited about every week is American Idol. Who's your favorite for American Idol? I really like it when Melinda Doolittle sings great songs. Even songs I don't know that aren't so great, she's still a great singer, though, isn't she? One show I don't watch is Fast Money. There's the Fast Money Machine podcast. You know that one with David called in, wanted to do a promo for it. I listened to that, and he says on there that the guys are beating the market, the S&P 500. Well, I just wonder if that's the right benchmark to compare their stocks to, because maybe not all of their stocks fit into the large cap sector that the S&P 500 is in. And as you know, small cap stocks over the long term beat large cap stocks, have beaten large cap stocks. And value stocks, of course, they might be picking some value stocks, have beaten growth stocks in the long term. Here's what I wonder, though. Why don't they put together a portfolio? Maybe they've done this. If they've done this, let me know. But why don't the Fast Money guys on TV put together a portfolio that they trade around in and then show us their performance? I mean, if they beat some sort of benchmark that's appropriate, then maybe that's newsworthy, or maybe it's just luck. Most likely it's just luck. But that way we'll know a little bit better of whether listening to their stock picks is either worthless or just completely futile. And speaking of TV, if you're in California, you might have seen an ad on CNBC for IFA. I want to play a little bit of that and see what you think. Also, listen to the music in it. I think this style of music, for some reason, is really hot now in a lot of movies. I think even the movie 300 had this kind of music in the background. So take a listen, and we'll talk about it in a second.
Stock markets are random and efficient. As a result, it's very difficult to predict which stock or manager will be the next champion. At Index Funds Advisors, we'll make sure you avoid the pitfalls of active management. Instead, we'll match your risk capacity to a portfolio of index funds. Index Funds Advisors, matching people with portfolios. Visit IFA.com or call us toll-free at 888-643-3133.
You can see this ad if you go out to their website and look for the links along the right-hand side. But what is that music? What is that genre of music called? If anybody knows, could you give me a call at 206-734-4763? I'd like to find some pod-safe music of that genre. Now, the thing about Index Funds Advisors is, you know, they don't make index funds. They are advisors. and they help you put together a portfolio of index funds. And in my opinion, they help you put together the portfolio of the best index funds that there are. That's one of the great things about getting an account with Index Funds Advisors is you can get into the Dimensional Funds Advisors funds. You know, if you look at the Portfolio 100 or their Portfolio 90, you can see how the Dimensional Funds Advisors funds make up their index folios. They're small cap weighted, they're value weighted, international. See, the thing too is that you can get small cap international and small cap emerging market stocks through their funds. And what you're buying there, of course, is a little extra risk in the small and value stocks, which in the past have been rewarded with associated returns. And speaking of returns, how's our portfolio SmackDown coming along? I'm going to take a quick look. These are Friday, March 23rd numbers. You can see current numbers if you go to madmenmachine.com/portfolios. The way I see it, we have Index Folio 100 up almost 4%. And the average of the Cramer-influenced stock pickers is 0.34%. And I got this call from Fish43, one of the board of directors members playing in that game. Not to be confused with Foo Fish, this is Fish43.
Hey, Paul, this is Fish43 calling for three reasons. One is I've never called before, and that way I can get that crossed off my lifetime to-do list. And number two is to apologize for being somewhat remiss about the board of directors. I'm certainly doing my best, but occasionally work must intrude, and it's been doing a lot of intruding lately, so I'll try and do as well as I can. And most importantly, number three, it's calling to tell you that I thought show 54 with Henry Blodgett was absolutely outstanding. That interview, that guy had a lot of great insights, and I thought it was cool that you brought him on the show and had some good questions for him. And he had some great and funny comments, especially the one about turning the CNBC off. So in order to take your whole day, I just want to tell you to keep up the good work, and hope this call finds you happy and healthy. Talk to you later.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Fish43. I really appreciate you guys participating in the show. And speaking of something fishy, Foo Fish did email me and said, I've been thinking about it lately, and I don't think I can continue to participate in the BOD game. I was really excited to do this, but with wedding planning, work, and other ventures, I just don't have the extra time to be an active trader, even with someone else's play money. I think it's a great idea for the show, and maybe I'll have the time to do it in the future, but I think this year is out. Feel free to continue to email me when you're soliciting. Okay. So I think what I will do is delete Foo Fish from the game. Now, where did he stand? He was in fourth place. He was up 2.92%. So it's a shame to lose his picks. Actually, I'll have a look at that and see. Yeah, if he's not trading and if he's not following Cramer's advice, then we got to take him out. Well, that's why we have some extra people in there anyway. By the way, where's Cash in this game? B. Terabishi has not made any trades and is up 0.09%, which is not far from the average of the other traders in the game. And with Foo Fish taken out, it might be right on par with the average. We'll have to see. And also, look what Foo Fish's departure from the game really has to say about active trading. Life intrudes in active trading, doesn't it? And if you're actually trying to actively trade the markets, you've got to be on top of the markets like a hawk, 110% of the time. You've got to have your active trading software up and running at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time for when the stock market opens. And if something happens to take your attention away from all that, well, you could lose big. Man, that's why I like a buy and hold strategy. But congratulations, Foo Fish. Sounds to me like you want a better life.
I want a better life.
Doesn't everyone?
I want a better life.
The Shakes from Podsafe Music Network.
More than these four walls and my loving wife, I want a better life. I want to be your man. To be your man, 'cause you're pretty cool and you've got
to be your man. I want to be
this talk on the Mad Money Machine about money, 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 stocks. Well, what's the purpose of it all? It's to find financial freedom. It's to want a better life. It's not necessarily to run out and spend more money. It's to protect us against having to earn more money. That's a better life. Time now for Chapter 4 in Kramer's Mad Money, Watch TV, Get Rich. Now, I've already talked about Chapters 1 through 3 in previous podcasts. Chapter 4 is the one we've been waiting for, How to Sell a Stock. He says you haven't made a dime until you sell and take your profits to the bank. Well, first of all, is Jim saying that he wants you to put your money into the bank? Or what are you supposed to do with your profits? He never really explicitly says what you're supposed to do with those profits. Well, he talks about the why and how to sell. Why? Well, it's either made or going to lose you money. Basically, you're either taking profits or cutting losses. Now, he doesn't devote as much time on his TV show to selling. He says it's more subjective. Basically, you do the homework there. He says, selling is a decision you must make on your own. Ah, so you're on your own on that one. All right, how to sell? He says, people get caught up in the emotions of owning a stock. Well, no kidding. He says, it should be fun. We have fun because investing is interesting. Let's see. He should be using the word trading there. We have fun because trading is interesting. Investing is boring. He says if a stock goes from $50 to $20 on deteriorating fundamentals, it's irrational not to sell. Is that true? I know that value stocks have historically higher returns. And that stock, if going from 50 to 20, is probably a value stock. Then he says if a stock goes from $50 to $80, sell most of it. Well, what about if a stock goes from the equivalent of $100 to $160, which is the same percentage as going from 50 to 80? Do you know of any stocks that have gone from $100 to $160? And should you have sold it at $160 if you owned it? Don't you think you'd feel like an idiot for selling Google at $160? If you'd owned an index fund, you would have owned Google from $100 all the way up to $450, and you'd still own it. He has a section called Taking Profits the Right Way. He says, truth be told, this whole game requires flexibility, and you shouldn't adhere strictly to any tight rules about profit taking. So basically, he's saying nobody knows when you should take a profit. Then he gives six guidelines, not rules, that one should follow when trying to take profits. And what follows is as close to a horoscope for stock trading as one could get. Number one, keep your stock position the same. So if it goes up, sell a little bit, basically. Number two, set a target price. Number three, when the target is reached, what do you do? That's quite a guideline. Number four, when you think it won't go higher, sell it. Insightful. Number five, if it goes up big, you're being a pig. And selling is an art. It's an art. Number six, you should be eager to take profits. I'm sure I've seen that in a fortune cookie somewhere. Well, there's no mention of evaluating the tax impact or the impact of commissions or what you'll do with the money after you sell it. Now, you have to be right on that decision also, right? What are you going to do with the money after you sell it? Not only do you have to be right about when to sell the stock, you have to be right about what to do with the money. Compare the performance to buy and hold. If the market continues to go up and you're in cash, you lose. If you buy a different stock that goes down while the rest of the market goes up, you lose big. In his section, Cutting Your Losses, he says, some of the stocks I pick are going to be losers. Yeah, right. He says, if I'm right just 2/3 of the time, then you can make a lot of money from listening to me. Well, as we have seen, he hasn't been right 2/3 of the time, but instead less than 1/2 of the time. He's got more conditional statements in there, more talk about doing your own homework. Says to call him during the lightning round. Talks about you should go read his previous book. Well, who loves Cramer's advice the most? It's the folks that get your money from you making trades, the stock market casinos. How do we reconcile the fact that Jim Cramer said he manipulated the market, for example, with RIM while at his hedge fund, and that he's now telling us to sell a stock? You remember the book that Jim said in his Real Money book was his favorite book on investing? No, it wasn't Peter Lynch. It wasn't Warren Buffett. It was Picking Winners by Andy Beier. And no, that's not a book on picking stocks. It's a book on picking winners at the horse track. Does that give you any kind of background on where Jim is coming from in his so-called investment advice to you? I'm not saying all of this as a rant. I'm not saying it because it's fun to pick on celebrities. I'm saying it because I truly believe that the suggestions are hazardous to your wealth. I know from personal experience. I tried his advice and ended up lagging the market returns I could have gotten from investing instead of trading. And oh, the tax headaches of using TurboTax with all of these trades now. It's an absolute nightmare. So what about chapter 4 in my book, Paul Douglas Boyer's Mad Money Machine, Play Video Games, Get Rich? How do you sell a stock? Well, first, you aren't owning any individual stock. You own shares in all stocks. So when do you sell some of these shares? When you need the money. How do you sell it? You put in an order to sell it. Now go play video games.
Now it's time for the Susie Orman Moment. And now it's time for the Susie Orman Moment. Hold on to your wallets. It's time for the Susie Orman Moment.
But again, only here on QVC, you also get the coin. I love this coin. Do you know I carry this coin with me everywhere I go? I never let go of it. When you get it in your hands, you're going to see it's solid brass. You're going to love this coin. It has the little symbol that I've worn around my neck now for 17 years on it. The qualities of a wealthy woman, which...
Ah, yes, the all-new Susie Orman Moment, where we take your personal finance questions and give you the answer. Here's a caller, Mike.
My name's Michael. I'm a new investor, and I have no idea where to start. I guess I could start with my 401k that I used to have at a company I worked for 4 years ago. Is it possible to get that back from them?
Dude, that's your money. Yeah, you better be able to get it back someday. But the question is really when. Some companies have a policy that they've got to keep it in their 401k account some number of years or months or whatever after you leave the company. You've got to read the details that they provided you. But when you do get it back, roll that puppy over into some other account that you control. Roll it over into an IRA and then invest it the right way.
Hold on to your wallets. It's time for the Susie Orman moment.
That brings us to this week's Tool in the Crib. I mentioned I attended the DC area Vanguard Diehards meeting, and the substitute leader for this meeting was David Graebner. And he's got a spreadsheet, it's a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet, that's intended to help you track your asset allocation. Now, it does not make the asset allocation decisions, but once you've made the decision, it'll tell you what percent of your portfolio is in each class, adjusting for funds that cover multiple asset classes. Then, when you're ready to invest new money, or to rebalance, which we did talk about in the meeting, you can increase your allocation to those classes in which you are below the target allocation. He also has it worked so that you can adjust for the different tax treatment of assets in different accounts. So, for example, if you have, $60,000 in bonds in a 401k and $40,000 in stocks in a Roth IRA, your effective allocation is not 40% stock. See, if you're in a 33% tax bracket at retirement, the IRS and the state treasury effectively own 33% of your 401k, but none of your Roth IRA. And thus, he says, your portfolio is effectively 50% in stock. Well, you can read the documentation about that and download this Excel spreadsheet from remark.org tilde Graebner, remarque.org/tilde, which is the funny little squiggly line next to the number 1 on my keyboard, tilde Graebner, G-R-A-B-I-N-E-R. And that'll get you to the Asset Allocation Worksheet, which is this week's Tool in the Crib, and it's all for free.
The best things in life are free. You can keep it for the birds and bees. Now give me money. Now give me money, 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 money. That's what I want.
And, of course, you don't need to remember all that. You can go to my website in the show notes and get a link directly to the Asset Allocation Worksheet. All right, without looking, think about the number 4 on your cell phone. The number 4. Is the number 4 on your cell phone one of those pointy kind of 4s with the where it comes to a point at the top? Or is it more like an upside-down lowercase h with two prongs at the top? Okay, now take out your cell phone and see. Mine has got a pointy top. While you've got your cell phone out, type in this number. Start dialing the phone with this number, 206-734-4763. And I don't know what that spells upside down. I want everyone listening to go ahead and call. Let's see how many calls we can get, okay? Don't forget Index Funds Day at indexfundsday.com. I'm going to cut the show off there and try to keep it within the reasonable time limit this time. This has been Paul Douglas Boyer, saying it takes money to make money, and it takes not being a fool to make a mad money machine. I'll see you next week. And please, in the meantime, point your browser to our sponsor at ifa.com, helping investors succeed by matching people like you with portfolios. Thanks for joining me. Stay invested.